This is Mountain Radio at the big tent at Zermatt Unplugged, and I'm with Thomas Stachy. Hello, Thomas.
Hi.
Now, Thomas, tell us a bit about your background.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur who worked in advertising and in internet and media, and I've become a film producer and an event organizer and restaurateur.
All at the same time?
I'll try my best to keep all the balls in the air, as we say in German.
One of the balls in the air is, of course, Zermatt Unplugged. Well, take me back to the start of your association with Zermatt Unplugged.
We started in 2007, and it's our fifth festival this year. We didn't do one in 2009, but this year is the fifth festival, and we started in a club called Vernissage, which I was renting at the time, and we wanted to revive a little bit the Zermatt nightlife and bring something cultural also to Zermatt. And Zermatt, on the other hand, was looking for some kind of a season-end event. So we came up with that idea and Unplugged also, because we didn't want to do just another festival. We wanted to try it be something a bit different that also fits Zermatt. And you know, Zermatt is in a way a very authentic place. And so the authentic music would be the Unplugged music.
Lots of international artists. This year you've got Newton Faulkner, Lauryn Hill, Amy McDonald, Christa Berg. What do you say to them to attract them to Zermatt?
We pay them. Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it is about, you know. And then, of course, the more we get a standing as a festival, the more, you know, the easier it becomes. But in general, it's not easy for us because we are unplugged, so that limits a little bit the artists that can actually do it. Then we're not in summer, which on one hand is good because, you know, with the media, etc., we don't compete so much. But on the other hand, a lot of artists are on tour in summer for festivals, etc., and not in April. So it's a lot of one-offs we have here. And it's always a unique show that they have to do. So we often pay a bit more than you'd pay for a regular show. You know?
And let's talk about something new at this year's festival, the Zuniga Sessions. What was the idea behind that?
That's my gift to the festival for the five-year celebration. And I think there's something that will add to the profile of our festival, because it's up in the mountain, and you go at 7:30, you know, you take the cable car, you go up on the mountain to Zuneca, as the name says. If the weather is nice, which it is not today, but if the weather is nice, you have a wonderful sundown with an aperitif. You have a Valaisan buffet with raclette and some dried meat, etc. to eat. And then you have a 45-minute showcase of a singer-songwriter. And we have this year three fantastic acts up there. You know, it's really good quality music. But the kind of music I cannot do here on the big stage, or it's not enough up-tempo for the vernissage at midnight, we can do them there and just do a very special experience for the audience.